And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 18th of April, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who inspired the word beatnik in the 1950s, the poet Bob Kaufman, born New Orleans, 1925, Roman Catholic mother, German Jewish father. Not much is known about his life. He didn't keep a diary, didn't save letters. He wrote three volumes of poetry, but he preferred to recite his poems in coffee houses rather than write them down. He spent 20 years in the merchant marine, circled the globe 9 times, survived 4 shipwrecks, and was out at sea when he first read about the beat poets, many of whom also had been seamen. Gary Snyder had, Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg. When Kaufman was back on land, he went to New York City. He met William S. Burroughs and Ginsberg. The three of them moved to San Francisco, where Kaufman liked to perform poetry, shouting it, improvising spontaneously on the street, for which he was arrested many, many times in 1959. And the columnist Herb Kane, who coined the word beatnik, said that he had Kaufman in mind. Bob Kaufman, who said, "I want to be anonymous. My ambition is to be completely forgotten." It was on this day, 1958, the U.S. government dropped its treason charges against the poet Ezra Pound, and he was released from St. Elizabeth's Mental Hospital in Washington, where he'd been held for almost 13 years for having made radio speeches from Rome during World War II, praising Mussolini and the fascists and blaming the war on the Jews. Ezra Pound was 72. He had been visited during those 13 years by an odd combination of white supremacists who liked his politics and distinguished American writers who admired his poetry or his history of generosity to other writers, including Robert Frost, who testified in his behalf and said, "None of us can bear the disgrace of our letting Ezra Pound come to his end where he is. It would leave too woeful a story in American literature." Here's a poem for today by Katrina Vandenberg, entitled 19. Carrie and I were hanging our wash on the roof of the hostel in Rio Maggiore, all we had carried in our packs while remaining half-dressed, when the Italian couple came up to shower. They shared a stall, not caring about us and our sodden rainbow of underwear on the line. From the roof, we could see the Mediterranean bang the cliffs and other roof gardens with cats and coral geraniums like this one. In the shower that morning, I had sudsed my hair under the open sky, the fingers of the sun electric like gods on the Sistine Chapel ceiling I'd been herded in to see the week before. Now the cotton partitions trembled, and the couple's feet danced in the spray, her small red-painted toes digging into the tops of his feet. When she cried out, Carrie looked at me, and I know we were thinking the same thing as the couple caterwauled in the tongue we wanted to learn, and the inbred cats basked, and our clothes released the grime of early spring, and the son of the hostel owner went to scout another train. A poem entitled 19 by Katrina Vandenberg from her collection Atlas, published by Milkweed Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their favorite poem project, Florida, invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favorite poem Florida. And by Progressive Insurance with its APRON project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, keep in touch.